Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. Oh, God is so good, isn't he? It's just so fantastic, man. I'm actually outside without any shoes on. I had a pretty rough day. I enjoyed the day, yet I still had a pretty rough day. You know, when you put your whatever, your money in the bank or whatever it may be, when you put it into the hands of others, ooh, sometimes you can have a pretty rough day, although what they are handling belongs to you. And I have to say I had one of those days. But regardless to what, God gets the glory. And regardless to what, the one thing I love more than anything in the world is to have the ability, and I mean this for all who I am, to have the ability to serve God. And there's nothing greater than serving God by serving people. My God, how wonderful it is, how magnificent it is to have the ability to serve God. You know, he loves us so much. My God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. In your Bible, you know what? Allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I say, please forgive me for my sins. I thank you for loving me the way you do, because, Father God, without such love, I wouldn't have no idea how to love. Thank you, Father God. Father God, because of your love, I have the ability to enjoy the greatness of who you are in every shape, fashion, or form. And it is that love, Heavenly Father, that allows me to understand that we as servants should always be there for people as you are for us. I say thank you and I love you. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. If you turn your Bibles to Genesis 1:26, you're going to obviously see where it says, when this is God talking to Jesus, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over every creepy thing. Correction. And over everything that's on the face of the earth, and every creepy thing that's on the earth. I literally love that verse so much. And the reason why is because before we even hear, God gave us the ability to have two things. To serve and to have dominion. I can go on to a list of so many other characteristics, but I'm going to stay there. Well, I'm going to go with one more. The power to do it according to his ways, okay? Now, the thing that I love so much about serving is, well, you know what? Have you ever wondered why when people end up going to jail for small things, pretty much, and the judge say that they have to do community service? Many of us would simply say because of the fact that it's a good way to get free things, to have somebody do things, such as clean the community, clean the highways, and things of that nature, and, of course, have to pay for it, which, to me, is very smart. I like that idea, to tell you the truth. The reason why is because of the fact that I remember the one thing that our ex-president Kennedy said, John F. Kennedy, that is, said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. You know, many of us have a tendency of believing that we should be the only ones, that we should be served, that everybody should take care of us, that everybody owe us something, that whatever we can get for free, let us get it, because can quite spoil it. But if you know anything about Jesus Christ, you'll know that God said that he did not come to be served, but to serve. When you go to a restaurant and you sit down, somebody is going to come to you to serve you. They're going to bring you your water and your bread. They're going to take your order. They're going to bring you your order. They're going to come by the table every so often to find out if you're okay with your order, if you're comfortable where you are. How are you doing? Isn't it amazing how that feels to be in a restaurant and to be served? Or to go to a barbershop or a beauty parlor, or to go get a back rub, whatever it is that causes you to say, oh, this feels good. It feels good to not have to do the work myself. It feels good to have somebody be there for me. As a matter of fact, there's some restaurants that you go to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put the restaurants on the side. I haven't been, but there are some movies that's now out here in California, probably in other places as well, where the movie costs $25 to get into. You know why? Because they know that serving people is one of the things that most people know, one of the things most people want. So you go to this movie, you got night seats, according to what I understand, and they bring you what you need. Popcorn or whatever it may be. Makes you feel so good. As a matter of fact, there is a place for dolls to where you go into the place and they will do your doll's hair. You buy the dolls from them. They'll do your doll's hair, and I believe it, even the makeup, it makes a child get to the point of looking and seeing what it's like to have even the doll be served. I understand the business is going pretty well. Satan loves for us to serve him, and by serving him, he gets all the pleasure. Meaning this, when you allow yourself to get to a point of you wanting to be served, you're not on God's side, you're on Satan's side. And in your wanting to be served, you know, needing to believe that everything should be about you, you lose the beauty, the blessing of what God created you to be. And that is for you to be a servant. Because when you are allowing yourself to be a servant, what happens to you is you feel the power of God working through you. Truly, I'm being very serious about it. The reason why you feel the power is because you get to see how to work through people so people can get to see. Truly. My mother told me this one time, and I thought she was crazy. She said, son, if you act weak, you will find that people who are weak will come to pray on you. Not pray for you, P-R-A-Y, but to pray on you, P-R-E-Y. And you'll find who your real friends are, because those who come to not pray on you are going to be those who come to help you become stronger. And I come to understand that as a servant, what happens is most people think you're weak. So you get to see the weakness of those who feel as though them being served is so important, which gives you the opportunity to help those who are weak become strong by telling them action more than talking, how to become a servant so they can become stronger. Because the reason about that is because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ showed us how strong he was, he is, by serving us. He did nothing that had to do with the weak human abilities, getting angry and going above anger, meaning he did not sin. He knew how to convict his disciples without making them feel like they are shameful. He did everything to cause them to understand that he still remained a servant. And, of course, obviously, he became the biggest, the most brightest, the most strongest servant. But he only became that because he remained connected to strength, which is our Heavenly Father. Because the only way you understand the beauty of being a servant is, Father God, thank you for this. You're allowing yourself to understand that God himself, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who blew his breath into man, formed man from the ground, the one who took woman from the rib of man, the one who created heaven and earth in every shape, fashion, or form, did all that to let us know that he came to serve us, that he came to bless us, that he came to provide us that which will enable every last one of us to have a peace and a tranquility so that we can literally sit at the table even in front of our enemies and be able to say, wow, this feels good. This feels good. My God, this feels good. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me what I have the capability to make people feel. You didn't do it simply because I was supposed to be all good. You did it so that I can have the ability to know how good it feels so that I can pass it on to others. So the reason why I'm so glad about you, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because our Father made it so that I can be in your likeness to do things according to your ways. And it feels so good until I just don't know what to do about it, other than the fact to carry out what you created me to be. I'm happy to be a servant because the reality is I don't need nothing to puff me up. I don't need nothing to make me feel better. I don't need any of the physical, monetary things that's on earth that causes me to have temporary relief because my Jesus is the full relief. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in my Father, believe also in me. He's the same Jesus who said, the peace that I give you is not the peace that's in the world. So I don't need to have any of the things that the world is offering me in order for me to feel, man, this feels good. Because my Jesus provided all that was enabling me to say, this is going to be okay today. Even though today did not go well, it's going to be okay today. So I was able to deal with people on a level that let them know that I care for them as opposed to getting upset because they did not care for me in a manner I thought they should. And it caused the people to say, you are a very respectful individual. And we're going to do everything we possibly can to help you with this manner. Now, if I would have went in there yelling and screaming and howling and all this stuff, you know, you didn't take care of me, dude, I'll put my money up in there. Instead of going through all of that, I had to remember that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, didn't come here to complain. He didn't come here to let the world know I come from God. I was born by God, not by blood of man, but by the Holy Spirit. I am the Almighty Jesus. I'm the Messiah. I should be able to have anything I want. But as opposed to that, my Father made it so that I could be born in a manger around stinking animals. For when He deposited Himself into me, He gave me all of the attributes that says I should be able to act in a way that let everybody know I'm the man. I should have every woman I want, have as much money as I want. He gave me all the knowledge that was necessary in order for me to get anything I want. But as opposed to that, He made me a simple servant so that man can see that there's power in serving people. What a mighty God that we have. Deuteronomy 6, and if I'm correct, 6 and 5. I might be wrong, but let's check and see. I might be wrong. Let me just look a little bit here so that I can make sure I'm leading you in the right direction, because I want to make it so. My apology is 6 and 13. Deuteronomy 6 and 13. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Okay, let me get there. Yeah, thank you, Father God. Woo, Father God is so good to us. Okay, check this out. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve Him, and shall take, check this out, and shall take oath in His name, an oath, like a promise. When we allow ourselves to serve people, we should be doing so as if we're telling Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you my word that I'll do everything I can to let people know that I serve you by serving them. I give you my word, Father God. I'm going to do my very best. Even when things is not going well and people are treating me as if I'm nothing or treating me as if I'm a fool or treating me in any kind of way that would otherwise cause me to go off in this place, I'm going to treat them with the love and respect our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ treated me with love and respect when I personally, Father, was going against you. When I blasphemed your name, when I rejected you, when I ran away from you, when I did all the things that would upset you, Father God, my Lord and Savior, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this, was talking in my behalf. Somebody was praying for me. Somebody was believing that I will come to you, Father, and be a servant to you. Come to find out that I was even better than I thought I was. Somebody. I know for sure my mama, there were some people who cared enough for me to know that all of this time of my thinking that I should get served, eventually it's going to die and I begin to search where the real power is. Now, let me share this thing with you about serving. When you're serving people, you have less expectation of people, meaning this. If people are messed up, you don't look at them and say, how dare you? Because as a servant, you don't concentrate on what they are at that moment. What you concentrate is what you receive from God to help them become. But if you act as though you should have got from them, then you're not going to do right to them, because you've already made a decision that, you know what, you ain't even worth it. And I'm so glad that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has allowed me to see he didn't think like that of me. That he loved me even where I was, in my nastiness and my arrogance and my pity, my foolishness, my just mess, that he cared about me so that I can understand the reality of what caring is according to the way of God. Let us make man in our image according to our ways, so that people can see us in man, woman, so that they can know that we're not all the way up in heaven alone. We're in man and woman, walking the earth, sharing the servitude. Allow somebody to say, that person looks like they're in peace. Even though hell just broke all around it, even though they got highly disappointed, even though they are being attacked, that person looks like they're at peace. I remember one time I was trying to learn karate. I didn't have the patience for it, to be honest with you. I get mad, we fight, I'm going to do everything I can to beat you. And I didn't want to have to learn to do it. Well, I'd snatch your ear off if it's necessary. That's how stupid brother I was. But upon my getting ready to learn, one of the things that the sensei would say is, you're not learning to fight so that you have to fight. You're learning to fight so that you can learn discipline not to fight. And that's the beautiful part about serving. You're not learning to serve simply to serve. You're learning to serve to be in obedient with God, to God, so that you can learn how to fight the devil without you having to fight, because God will do the fighting for you by using you to be the fighter. Because the more that you submit to God, the more you receive from God, and the more you're able to resist the devil, so that the more you can get closer to God. Because when you lose the act of wanting to get served, oh, some wonderful things begin to happen for you, because not only do you see how wonderful it is to help people who are in their weaknesses, you find out how wonderful it is for people to, oh, Father God, to become strong, because you had the strength to follow God. See how beautiful that is? My God, it feels so good to know that you can have the ability to serve anybody. Don't care who they are. Don't care what happened. Bottom line is, you can show the strength of Jesus Christ to everybody by simply being a servant to everybody. Being humble until the Holy Spirit, who will show you in every shape, fashion, and form how to serve people and be at peace with God. You'll never lose. And I mean literally never lose. Go with me to John 12:26. Check this out. John 12:26. Jesus is amazing, man. It's fantastic. the more you learn how to be in the image of God, walking in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the more you learn how wonderful it is to walk with God. 12:26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Lord have mercy. Him my Father will honor. Will honor. You're talking about God honoring you. So the devil wants you to get into this thing where people serve you, because he knows that if you become the servant, like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then my God, God is going to honor you. Blessings is going to follow you. I'm talking about chase you down. Strength is going to build up in you spiritually to the degree till you be able to handle anything. Not just some things, anything. Just think about that, okay? God bless you. I love you. Talk with you soon. Take care.